they could acquire on their own populous island. Members of Lytton, among the first to respond to the liberal offer of the Danish government. The two sons of James, Peter and James, grew up at St. Croix, Danish by law, British in habit and speech, and both married women of Nevis. Peter was the first to wed, and his marriage to young Mary Fawcett was the last to be celebrated in the great house of Gingerlin. When Peter and his wife sailed away, as other sons and daughters had sailed before, to return to Nevis rarely, for those were the days of travel unflinched. John and Mary were left alone. The youngest daughter, she who afterwards became the wife of Thomas of St. Cloris, was at school in England. By this time, Dr. Fawcett had given up his practice and was living in his income. He took great interest in his cane fields and mills and in the culture of limes and pineapples. But in spite of this outdoor life, his temper soared and he became irritable and exhausting. Gout settled in him as a permanent reminder of the high fortunes of his middle years, and when the Gallic exability of his temperament, aggravated by half century of hot weather, was stung to fierce expressions by the twinges of his disease. He was an abdominal companion for a woman